Yeah, so there.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works out. He's going to, you know, it's millionaires and billionaires. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, well, he's not a millionaire yet, but he was planning on being one, you know, so.
You're not going to find a whole lot of just folks out there who are going to really get on board with that. But I guess, I don't know, what would we do on Sunday afternoons? Do Heidi reruns? I
mean, if we didn't have... Golly, what, spend time with the family? Oh, my gosh.
No, we wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah,
no,
reading books.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So Fred Brown will join us this morning as the Texas House is beginning the budgetary process and see how that works out. It's kind of an interesting deal. They've got to take care of the problems that they have with the deficit right now. They'll start that today, and then tomorrow they'll probably go after the budget. And as Chase had in his news story, this is liable to go on until Saturday morning. They better pack a lunch. Don't bring any apples, though. We've already decided that could be.
Don't need choking representatives.
We don't need any of that. No, not at all. But and the other thing is, you know, the Republicans hold a majority in each side. They've got a super majority in the House, and they have a majority in the Senate, but they're still billions of dollars apart on how they're going to fix the state budget. So we'll talk to Fred today, and we'll talk to Steve tomorrow, and as we begin getting close to putting all this stuff together. So we may finally have a way to understand all these numbers that they throw at us out of D.C. I mean, when you start talking about the budget, it's just crazy money, right? I mean, there's no way for us in our world to be able to calculate that until now. John Hunderaker, who's one of the guys who is on Powerline, this is a blog that's out there, has figured out a way to talk about these ginormous numbers in a way that we can hopefully understand. They write, "The math is pretty simple due to the extensive nutritional information that McDonald's makes available online. So what we're going to do is we're going to use the budget, and we're going to call it like a Big Mac extra value meal." Okay? So there are three components in the Big Mac extra value meal. Of course, there's the Big Mac, there's a large order of fries, and there's your medium drink.
I'm hungry. I don't know why.
Okay, so the Big Mac, according to McDonald's now, Big Mac, 540 calories. Big fries, 570 calories. Your medium Coke, 210 calories.
So about 1,300 calories.
1,320 calories. Meanwhile, the federal budget is about $3.8 trillion, which means that the $6 billion that they are looking to cut would represent 1/633 of the total. So what would that do if it were a Big Mac value meal, okay?
How would that reduce my value meal,
That's
Scott?
Exactly what we're trying to do. Okay, so to answer that question, the guy said, "I went to a McDonald's at lunchtime and paid for a large order of fries, and I counted them. There were 87 fries." And the thing is, that's not always the same, but at least in this case. So
okay.
Let's
pause.
Yeah.
Imagine you're the person working at the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Guy walks in. He orders a large order of fries. Let's say he gets a drink, too, just to get something else.
Sure.
Gets a large order of fries, and then you notice he goes over there, and what does he do? He gets the tray, dumps out the fries, and starts counting.
Yeah.
Imagine the conversation at that point. That guy just came in.
Look at that. Yeah.
He's counting the fries.
But that's why they put that paper on the bottom of the tray, so that in case you want to do that.
Sure. Oh, sure.
He said, so this allowed us to complete the calculation. If there are 570 calories in the aforementioned large order of fries, and we've got 87 fries per order, okay, then each French fry, on average, contains 6.5 calories. Now, let's go back to this amount of money that they're going to cut from the federal budget, okay? That's 633rd of that. What that does is it gives you exactly one-third of an average-sized French fry.
So if the but now we've so it's not the value meal that represents the entire budget. It's just the container, the large container of McDonald's French fries.
Well, the deal is we're still consuming the Big Mac.
Oh, okay.
We're still consuming the Coke. the cut that they are talking about is equivalent to one-third of one French fry from the large order of fries.
Well, and if you and the sad part is, and I understand that, okay, it makes sense to me now why you go you do the fries, because it's easier to divide that
sure.
than the liquid Coke or the,
yeah.
the entire sandwich.
Right.
The sad part is that if you tried to illustrate this point to Congress, how long would the debate last before they finally agreed upon the standard dimension for an average French fry?
Certainly. And yeah. they'd have to have a call to order.
That would
things.
Not be bipartisan.
No.
Thing.
No.
So
no.
the deal is what we're looking at.
She and Jackson
at,
Lee would argue that people in that
Mars.
McDonald's in largely minority areas
yeah.
you know,
uh-huh.
Have subpar French fries.
Yeah,
so.
And the ones who live in on Mars would feel.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Starting to colonize there.
yeah.
So in other words, you go to McDonald's, you order the Big Mac, you eat the Big Mac, you drink the Coke, and you eat 86 of the 87 French fries. Being careful to take just one-third of a bite of one-third of that last fry, and what you have left is how much they're going to slash the budget. Makes you feel good to know that they're out there, don't
you? Yeah.
Taking care of us. So now the president, I mean, kind of flies in the face of what Bill Flores said to us earlier this week. He says, yeah, we need to get out there, and we're going to start drilling. I thought Bill had an interesting analogy earlier this week. He said, you know, now every time they allow a permit, they put out a news release so that you know that. He said it's like starving your kid for a week, and then every time you feed him, you send out a news release letting people know. Pretty well lined it up there.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I gave my son a sandwich.
That's right. He had a sandwich today. But there will be some pushback. The Interior Department says that they've issued 40 shallow water permits and over a dozen deep water drilling permits since last October, all in accordance with the new safety and environmental standards that have been implemented after the BP accident. And, of course, BP loves the fact that you call it the BP accident.
They just love the fact they're out of the news.
Yeah,
for a while.
Well, that's true, except when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Do the permits include, you know, going into the area where you're seeking to drill and getting written permission from every animal that lives within a 5-square-mile area?
Probably part of the environmental impact study that has to be done. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that's probably right.
Just remember when it comes to BP.
We care about the small people.
Yes, these small people. We care about these small people.
All they had to do was get that pipe capped, you know. You know, it's the minute they got that pipe cap and they didn't have that constant picture of the oil gushing out, it dropped out of sight.
Well, people, yeah.
Pretty much.
Because when people were feeling horrible about their lives, they'd go to that.
Yeah.
And it suddenly made them feel a whole lot better about themselves
right.
and their situation.
So the media says, well, I guess, you know, this is not a story anymore because we can't show the oil gushing out anymore.
Oh, there's no pictures to go along with it.
Right.
You have nothing to captivate the audience.
That's right, because otherwise they're going to start.
Then the ducks washing up on shore, covered in globules of oil, never really materialized.
Actually, that was Hershey syrup.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was. They did that. They tried to make you think that it was oil, but it really wasn't. It wasn't that.
Yeah, Hitchcock did the same thing.
Yeah, he did. Now, one of the other things that, you know, the president spoke yesterday at Georgetown.
He didn't want to go far.
Well, he did.
No.
Now, one of the things that he mentioned was, and it was kind of overlooked, the president's speech, he talked about Stephen Chu, who is his energy secretary, and this is the comment that he made regarding a Nobel Peace Prize. This is the president. Hello?
United States.
That's why I've asked Secretary Chu, my energy secretary, to work with other agencies, the natural gas industry, states, and environmental experts to improve the safety of this process.
Right.
Chu's the right guy to do this. He's got a Nobel Prize in physics. He actually deserved his Nobel Prize.
Ooh.
No. Like a little self-deprecating humor.
And, yeah,
that'll always get a vote.
Yeah. Well, and the folks are kind of going,
Was that my...
Thank you. Yeah, very good. Very good. Thank you a lot for that.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Also, yesterday, and if you'll recall, time and time again, Mr. Obama has said transparency is very important to him. He wants to make sure that everybody knows what's going on.
All of you know who I am.
That's true. And Politico reports that President Obama was hailed, in fact, for a transparency award for an open government organization this week, an award that he accepted in a closed, undisclosed meeting. How does that work?
I believe that's the definition of irony.
The ceremony was supposed to be held 2 weeks ago with open access to the press pool. And, in fact, Gary Bass of the group, OMB Watch, was on hand for the ceremony and apparently quite surprised the event was closed to the press. He told Politico he was on point, so on target in the conversation with us, it's baffling to me why he didn't want that message to be more broadly heard by reporters in the public interest community and just the public in general. So, win an award for transparency, but make sure that we don't know about that. Yeah, make sure that that's hidden from public view. And the Hillster, Hillary Clinton, has the highest numbers ever in popularity. Wonder if... she wouldn't do that, would she? 66%, particularly doing well in women 50 and older, as a matter of fact. And get this, 40% of the Republicans and independents have a positive view of her. So...
In Independence, Texas?
Just... Yeah. But just independents.
Independent. Oh, yeah. I see. I thought they came down the road and did a little poll.
Yes. Yeah. I've been looking at the blue bonnets.
Yes, yeah. Some blue bonnets in here. All
went
that.
To old Baylor.
Yeah.
Now, and, you know, we heard everything about what was going on in Wisconsin. Teachers and collective bargaining and all that. The Ohio State Legislature passed a bill yesterday that restricts collective bargaining rights for unionized public sector workers. The bill actually tougher than the measure in Wisconsin. The governor there, you know, is John Kasich, who used to be a congressman. Under this law, unions representing teachers, nurses, public safety workers, and other personnel will still be allowed to collectively bargain for wages, but not for sick time, pension benefits, or health care. Also drops automatic pay raises in favor of merit raises or performance pay and prohibits those workers from striking. So while everybody was watching what was going on in Wisconsin, and I think they had some problem over there in Indiana as well, Ohio goes ahead and sneaks that one in. All right, 6:49.